Good afternoon, everyone. There we have it. Okay, so the work that we're presenting today is a SNAP-Ed-funded program serving low-income residents across the state of Maryland. And so we're focusing on our strategies to connect students, families, and school communities for behavior change. And we'll look at some of our models today. In particular, we'll look at how our Text to Be Healthy program impacts behavior change. Neither Stephanie nor I have anything to disclose. So I'm confident that the people in this room are familiar with the social ecological framework that depicts how all sectors of society, from individuals and families to communities and policies, combine to shape the physical activity and nutrition and eating behaviors of individuals. So SNAP-Ed encourages an approach that engages multiple levels of this framework. And to give you an idea of our strategies, we have on here a few of our programs that are specific to Maryland's SNAP-Ed program, and in particular those that are working towards improving child health. And so you can see here we have some individual interventions. Growing Healthy Habits and Refresh are just two of our youth curriculum that are implemented in schools. We also have our Text to Be Healthy program that we'll be discussing shortly, newsletters that reach parents as well, school-based interventions that really focus on training teachers, and also engaging the school and the community in Cookie Matters at the Store tours to target parents of children that are receiving education as well. So just a little sample. So this slide outlines our major program areas of work. So the majority of Maryland SNAP-Ed programs actually fall into one of these eight initiatives. And we're working to build and expand upon our programs so that we're engaging multiple levels of the socio-ecological framework. And so today we're actually going to drill down, hopefully you can read that, it's looking a little bit light, but the School Community Programs Initiative, the last one listed there, and look at how we're engaging not only students, but parents, teachers, and the school community environment to really motivate that behavior change for our children. And we'll look again specifically at the Text to Be Healthy program. So first, to take a look at two of our youth programs that are conducted in schools. So these are traditional SNAP-Ed programs that we use in Maryland. We have our Refresh program that targets predominantly fourth and fifth grade students with seasonally relevant lessons that relate to what's going on in the classroom or what's going on in school. So we tie to holidays like a healthy Valentine's Day with a red foods tasting, for example. They all have interactive lesson activities and healthy food tastings as well. Nutrition Nuggets is another example curriculum that we use with youth. It's also used school-wide, but in after-school programs as well. And this one really focuses on an introduction to the food groups as well as food preparation and cooking skills as well. So Stephanie's actually going to be talking about the data collection and a little bit more about the audience, but just to give you an idea, children that are receiving one of these curricula are actually getting nutrition education anywhere from 1 to 4 times over the course of a month. So if we look at traditional methods to reach our parents, traditionally we've used newsletters that link to the curriculum and what children are learning in the classroom to then take home and make behavior changes in the home. We also work on education at parent events. We're reaching out at spring flings or back to school nights or family fun nights with nutrition education. And then, as I mentioned previously, Cooking Matters at the Store, grocery store tours as well to get parents out in the grocery store and helping to encourage healthy behaviors and selection of fruits and vegetables and other healthy food items at the grocery store. So all our direct and indirect methods that are pretty traditional to SNAP-Ed programs. However, in our experience, and I think probably across the board, it is really difficult to get parents and reach parents on a consistent and regular basis with many of these methods. You can imagine that newsletters, like probably the hundreds of pages that go home in the backpack over the course of the year, can oftentimes go overlooked. And then also getting parents regularly and consistently in person for nutrition education can often be difficult as well. So our Text to Be Healthy program was born as a unique way to engage and interlink multiple levels of the model and reach parents throughout the year by texting targeted messages based on their school location. So parents actually receive 2 to 3 messages per week. Messages are also available in Spanish. I'll have a few sample messages that you can read shortly. And enrollment starts at the beginning of the school year, so parents can be enrolled at the start of the school year and throughout the course of the year. So the reason we selected school location as the premise for the targeted aspect is that we know a whole lot of information about parents of children who go to a certain elementary school. If you think about it, we know approximately where they live, the neighborhoods in which they live in, we know what grocery stores are available, we know the local farmers market if there is one, we know parks and recreation, community events, we even know what the weather's like on any given day, if they're getting feet of snow or if it's hot and sunny. And we also know a lot about what's going on at that school, from what's on the lunch menu to other school events, and then, of course, what we're doing in the school with their child with nutrition education. So these are a few sample messages. So not only are we linking parents to what their child's learning in the classroom or what's going on at the school, including parent education opportunities through SnapEd, we're actually engaging parents in community events, local grocery store sales on healthy food items, when farmers markets are in season, what's in season and available. We also often link to our blog that has healthy tips that are relevant and timely for that time of the year, or shows how to break down different recipes and how to do step-by-step instructions for preparation and cooking and preparing recipes as well. So there's a few examples here. You'll see in the lower right-hand corner we have the middle right-hand side, we actually reference a newsletter that goes home. So not only are we still sending our newsletters, but we're saying, hey, parents, you have a newsletter in the backpack. Go find it and read it and learn about what your child learned about today in school. Also on the left-hand side in the middle, we have our retail, and that one is one example of our farmers market text messages. Oftentimes, especially the first few times for the season that we're texting about a local farmer's market, we text about the times that it's available and also where it's located as well, so that people are familiar and able to access. So not only are we interested in seeing the implications or impact of this program on adult behaviors, but we also want to know how does this translate to the family and to the child who we're reaching in the schools. So Stephanie is now going to delve into some of the audience specifics and also the data collection and outcomes from our intervention.
So I want to explain a little bit that in our conceptualization of all of our different initiative areas, maybe that's distracting. Everyone's just looking at the oranges. I'll go back to this. We really plan most of our evaluation activities to be directly tied to curricular activities. So we create a curriculum, we create an evaluation to go with it, and we sort of silo them purposefully. But one of the challenges that presents for us is that we can't look across these multiple levels of intervention very easily without doing something additional. When we designed Text to Be Healthy, our main outcome evaluation strategy was to survey parents before and after the program. We have self-reports of parents' behaviors and parents' reports of their children's behaviors for some of the specific items that we targeted through the program. But we didn't have many opportunities until very recently to be able to look at child outcomes and compare outcomes of the children that were in our regular school-based programming to the outcomes of children who were not only receiving school-based programming, but whose parents were connected to the Text to Be Healthy program. And that's what I'm going to share with you today. I do also have to explain that this is data that we had finalized on November 3rd. So this is like I've invited you to my office and haven't cleaned off my desk, and I'm letting you look at the kind of giant mess that we're in the middle of right now. But I think that it does illustrate the point that the analysis of these sort of multi-level interventions is possible and that it's promising, all the while complicated and fairly expensive. So these little nuggets right here are actually from our parent evaluation for Text to Be Healthy. And these are from some school reports that we've been able to provide to schools to inform them about what's happening with the program and provide some information about the changes that parents are experiencing as a result of participating in Text to Be Healthy. And so you can probably tell that these are sort of just little bits of information, and they aren't really very helpful for us to be able to examine sort of the multi-level nature of what we've planned out for the schools. So most recently, we actually regularly collect pre and post, matched pre and post data from the students in our school-based programming. And so what we decided to do instead, I don't know why this didn't dawn on us earlier, but it didn't. We're in the year four of Text to Be Healthy right now. And what we decided to do most recently was take the children's data that we were getting for regular school-based SNAP-Ed programming, and we picked the school-only interventions and some Text to Be Healthy and school-based interventions and compared them to each other. So these are non-equivalent comparisons at this point, and we don't have any kind of nested models finished either to show you now, but we'd like to talk about some of the preliminary things that we have to offer. So these data come from fourth and fifth grade students at Title I elementary schools. These are five schools across the state that represent the demographic diversity of our broader program audience. So the Text to Be Healthy program is the key difference here. We also have parent evaluation, but we're not going to focus on that today. So when we compared the outcomes for children, we basically measure efficacy to consume fruits and vegetables at school and at home. We measure food preferences for specific fruits, specific vegetables, specific whole grains, and then globally for each of those three categories. And we also ask them about consumption. So when we did analyses to compare the two groups, these are one-way ANOVAs, we find some significant or nearly significant results for vegetable consumption, efficacy to choose fruits and vegetables in the home environment, and also preferences for all three of the food categories of fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. We also see that children whose parents are participating in Text to Be Healthy report a larger number of new foods tried than students who are just participating in our school-based programs. So I've summarized for you here preliminary data that we have. Each of the columns with the X's in them, these are just paired samples, t-tests with a correction for multiple comparisons. And you can see that in the school-only programming, we've got some changes related to fruit consumption and also some changes related to fruit and vegetable consumption efficacy in the home environment. But you can see that there's a laundry list of changes that are significant for the school plus Text to Be Healthy intervention. Now, Erin and I were sort of joking before this. I don't know if we should look more carefully at our school-based intervention or if we need to think more carefully about the fact that each of these things in isolation produce kind of a small dose of intervention for children and parents. But when they're operating in tandem, we have a real opportunity to observe some more substantial changes across a larger number of the behavioral domains that we're looking at. So we see that the combination really produces a lot better outcomes for us. And then the final column here is the ANOVA results comparing the school-only programming with the Text to Be Healthy and school programming. And you can see that we're seeing a greater number of significant results for the combination programming. So I think that a lot of the individuals in the room who are connected with SNAP-Ed can understand some of the challenges that we have in conducting this type of programming and conducting the evaluation, but we think that you also probably understand the value of making an attempt to do it and spending some resources this way. It's really difficult to be able to measure varying levels of intervention, particularly when what we end up with a lot of the time is these sort of kitchen sink kinds of approaches, and then we no longer have the capacity to identify which elements of the interventions or which interventions themselves are actually contributing the most to the changes, which is really difficult. And then, of course, being able to conduct the gold standard evaluation research is very costly, and there aren't that many funding mechanisms that we can tie into the kind of normal evaluation funding that comes with SNAP-Ed to be able to conduct those kinds of projects. But we'd like to, you know, have dialogue about this. We had to skip over so many of the methodological details and programmatic details, but Aaron and I are both very happy to address questions about the program content, the curriculum materials, the evaluation, and follow up with you when we also have other aspects of this new line of questioning addressed. We would love to encourage people to link your strategies together instead of saying, you know, we've got workplace and we've got community and we've got school and we've got, you know, individual level things for adults and children. We want you to think creatively about how you might tie those pieces together. For us, the texting program, we didn't expect that sending 2 to 3 messages per week to parents would, you know, change people's lives and be earth-shattering, but we think that when it's used in combination with other strategies, that it's one promising method to be able to reach parents that are potentially, you know, second shift workers or too busy to come to face-to-face sessions or don't have childcare or face the, you know, myriad barriers to participating in more traditional formats for nutrition education. So we're just, you know, sort of attempting to start a dialogue about appropriate methodologies for this and also how to, you know, achieve those links among all of the spheres of programming that we do in SNAP-Ed. Here's our contact information. Like I said, we welcome anyone to follow up with us if you have questions about anything. We love getting phone calls about Text to Be Healthy in particular, so feel free to ask any questions. Thank you.